Dear brothers and sisters, in our continuing catechesis on Christian prayer, we now begin a new chapter on prayer in the Acts of the Apostles and the letters of St. Paul. Today I wish to speak of the figure of Mary, who with the apostles in the upper room prayerfully awaits the gift of the Holy Spirit. In all the events of her life, from the Annunciation to the cross to Pentecost, Mary is presented by St. Luke as a woman of recollected prayer and meditation on the mystery of God's saving plan in Christ. In the upper room, we see Mary's privileged place in the Church, of which she is the example and outstanding model in faith and charity. As Mother of God and Mother of the Church, Mary prays in and with the Church at every decisive moment of salvation history. Let us entrust to her every moment of our own lives, and let her teach us the need for prayer, so that in loving union with her Son, we may implore the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and the spread of the gospel to all the ends of the earth. A warm welcome to the students of the United States Naval Academy. My greeting also goes to the many parish and school groups present. I thank the choirs for the praise of God in song. Upon all singing, speaking pilgrims and visitors, including those from Great Britain, Ireland, Norway, Indonesia, Japan, Canada, and the United States, I invoke God's blessings of joy and peace. Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Eson nunc et usque in saeculum.
Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini.
Qui feci celum et terra.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.